This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm a huge fan of the writer Flannery O'Connor. Now, Flannery O'Connor is not for everyone. She's a novelist and short story writer. Her style is sometimes described as Southern Gothic. Her characters sometimes described as grotesque. She writes very intense, mind-blowing stuff. In fact, I love her fiction so much I almost can't bear to read it, and so I spend a lot of time reading her nonfiction. And there's a line in her essay called Writing Short Stories that has just haunted me. And you know how sometimes someone will write something that just sticks in your head? And this is something that she wrote about some work that she was doing on her stories. I wish I could read it in her very distinctive Georgia accent, but you're just going to have to imagine that. Flannery O'Connor writes, "I lent some stories to a country lady who lives down the road from me. And when she returned them, she said, 'Well, them stories just gone and shown you how some folks would do.' And I thought to myself that that was right. When you write stories, you have to be content to start exactly there, showing how some specific folks will do, in spite of everything. And when people act in ways that seem incomprehensible or unacceptable, I find myself thinking, that just goes to show you how some folks will do." If you'd like to listen to Flannery O'Connor reading her masterpiece short story, A Good Man is Hard to Find, in her own Georgia accent, I'll post a link to that on my site at GretchenRubin.com. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.